welcome to We the People. When you pay a visit to your doctor, do you pause to think whether she or he is qualified enough, or do you just blindly trust your doctor? I ask the question because if you look at the statistics and you look at certain estimates of how many qualified doctors there actually are in this country, it might scare you the next time you pay a visit to your doctor. According to one estimate, 45% of people in India who practice are actually unqualified or underqualified. In fact, these doctors have been estimated to be 700,000 in number. Is part of the problem the institutes where these doctors are getting their degrees? This is the debate that has started a national conversation after the Supreme Court mandated that there should be one single national eligibility and entrance exam to try and break the corruption nexus that has existed between politicians and private players for years. In fact, in 2013, the Supreme Court had controversially struck down the single entrance exam, but now the Supreme Court has reviewed its own judgment. A spate of petitions have now challenged this judgment. Several different states, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, are among the states that have challenged this and said it interferes with their autonomy. So far, the Supreme Court has maintained that private medical colleges will not be allowed to hold their own entrance exams. It may also surprise you to know that today in India, there are more private medical colleges than there are government-owned colleges. Of the 422 medical colleges in India, 224 are private. That's accounting for 53% of MBBS seats. And as anybody who's had to pay for admission for their children would know, the going rate for an MBBS seat could range from 1 crore to as high as 3 crores in some cases. It's called fees, it may be called donation, but some others would simply call it a bribe. The big question on We the People today, why is there a resistance to this single entrance exam? Do we not want a standardized quality check for the doctors we're producing? Let's first get political reactions. Shaina NC, Maharashtra among the states that's challenged this. Devendra Fadnavis saying that this impacts the lives of millions of would-be students. But what about the millions of patients who may be placing their lives in the hands of underqualified doctors?
Well, there are two sides to the story. Clearly, there is one where we want to have one test which empowers every single student on merit. And then you have the other argument which says that this is a very qualified field where one needs to ensure that if people are going to be treated, we need to be in safe hands in that sense. It is a fact, Barkha, that a lot of these private institutes and private colleges have been doing their own numbers, so to say, whether it's a capitation fees, whether it's donation, etc.
But when you challenge this, aren't you giving them a new lease of life?
Yes, but I think there are two aspects to this. First and foremost, if we are adhering to what the Supreme Court is saying, we are saying, yes, there must be one test. But if you are going to take away the absolute rights of a private facility, then how do you give them the best kind of learning and best facilities?
You're saying the court is interfering with the autonomy of private
colleges.
Yes. And private colleges may be offering better education.
Better education and maybe better facilities.
In a moment,
as well.
What they think. But Dr. Ajoy Kumar, Congress is rather confused on this. And actually, different states, to be fair, have different reactions. But the Congress is confused because it was first Ghulam Nabi Azad, as health minister, who went to the court and said we want this single entrance exam. But actually, if you look at a state like Maharashtra, the maximum number of private colleges, medical colleges, are owned by Congress and NCP politicians. So is that the reason that there's so much pushback from sections of your party?
Barkha, you know, first of all, fundamentally, I believe that the party definitely believes that there should be a common entrance exam.
Despite the fact that there are dozens of politicians of your party, D.Y. Patil is just one name that comes to mind.
Genesis,
even the governor who owns medical colleges.
So ownership of medical colleges cuts across all political lines. It's across everybody. And fundamentally, I think the root cause of all the issues which are coming in, irrespective of whatever we might look at it, is that they are ownership of medical colleges by people who have ability to influence legislature is not a good idea. The second aspect is that the Congress, when it started in 2010 and went through the MCI and then got to the common entrance exam, it is critically important to get this in place. I have a slight disconnect on one point which China definitely said, and not just to score political point, but to say that whether the private colleges to have autonomy to regulate medical education itself is wrong. The ability to run it and the standardization of exams and admission process should be same. the ability to raise fees, which are a way of discriminating good students to get in, is huge. And it's high time that we actually make sure that the regulation, and take an example, and I just want to spend 30 seconds of your time. There has been a great deal of abdication, whether it's the Medical Council of India, who needed to regulate
the
stuff.
We'll come to the MCI in a moment.
Whether the legislature, whether to a large extent the legislation and the bureaucracy, and that's why it's shifted up to the court to take a decision. And it is dangerous for this country because we are automatically excluding bright kids, poor kids, middle class kids from a process of this exam.
But isn't it political hypocrisy in a sense for you to take this position now when your party is, for example, not in power in Maharashtra, where, if I'm right, your former education minister, Kamal Kadam, was, you know, he was the education minister and he owned medical colleges.
No, and again, look, Barka, when Mr. Still Azad, has. One side, so Mr. Azad brought in this rule in 2010, we had these similar kind of pressures then. And irrespective, there are BJP guys who own, there are TMC guys, everybody owns.
Yeah.
But the question is, I think
as a political party,
as a political party, despite all this pressure at UPA too, I think it was fundamentally a wise step to get the MCI, reconstruct the MCI, and get the common entrance exam, and we stand.
So you support the common entrance exam. Okay, so China, Maharashtra does not. There are other states who don't. Let's get a doctor's perspective. Dr. Guleria, how do doctors view this debate?
There are no two views about this. Most of us would think that having a common entrance examination would be the best way forward. I think this would be irrespective of whether it's a government college or a private college. But I think if you have a common entrance examination where students can go to any college they want depending on their merit, would be the best way forward. I think most doctors would.
What is the danger with the current system? What is the urgency for the single entrance exam? What's actually going on right now that we are not taking, you know, in which we are not taking the bull by its horns?
There are two issues to this. One, of course, we must understand that it's to say that government colleges are very good and private colleges are not good is wrong. There are a few very good private medical colleges like the Kasturba College in Manipal, which is among the best medical colleges in India. So I'm sure so long as these colleges are regulated strongly by a medical authority to make sure that both private as well as government colleges give standard education and have a common exam where students are taken in by, I think things should get quite easily sorted out. So most of us would strongly support the Supreme Court judgment.
Harsh, would you agree with that? That this is not about private versus government. This is not, as China would argue, an interference with quality private medical colleges. Or do you think there's an inherent problem that politicians, as long as politicians continue to own private medical colleges, there will be a question mark over how transparent any government's policy could be?
At the outset, I would like to say that, you know, most people from the medical profession would support NEET. We were in the same position in 1977 when we were writing the entrance exam and going from one center to the other. And if you think about the poor people, I mean, where are they going to find the money to go from one center to the next, fill in multiple admission forms?
But a common entrance exam does not solve the problem as far as poorer students are concerned.
It does.
Because
it does.
Already a lot of the private medical colleges have started raising their fees. So you're standardizing the entrance, but you're not standardizing the fee.
No. Here, you know, if I could just say, what you're doing is you're looking at competence and not at vested interest. Like you yourself said in the beginning, money is paid under the table to secure private seats, and that may be true. If that is true, what is going to happen? 20, 30,000 more MBBS seats are going to open up for children who come through this common entrance test. These were denied to them earlier. And of course, there is the case that how will the poor be able to pay the fee?
Yeah.
That's something the government needs to look at.
So you guys are suggesting that there's a unanimity in the medical fraternity. Dr. Bagai, is that the case?
I will make three observations. One is a common entrance exam for most professional courses is a good idea. But when you're introducing a common entrance exam for the medical fraternity, I think if it is done in a haste, it may create more problem and it may become unsustainable, because we are dealing with students' careers. And I think any decision which we take should be sustainable. This implementation could be for next year or year after next.
Why? What is the haste? Yes. You're saying you agree with the principle, but not the
Absolutely.
Space.
Absolutely. I agree
that.
With the principle. It's a move in the correct direction. But we have to be infrastructure ready. We have to be able to conduct lakhs of exams on a particular day. Maybe the government feels that a one hit may not be sufficient. Maybe a score of two or a best of two may be required. A lot of colleges have that. You cannot gauge a student's complete professional life on a performance on one day. So a lot of colleges here and internationally take best of two. in that point, I would like to say there should be no exemptions. So there cannot be isolated islands not coming underneath and the rest being there. So a rule should be for all. My second observation is NEET is just an end point. It's a tip of an iceberg. The real genesis of the problem lies elsewhere. And the problem lies in supply and demand. 70% of medical colleges are in South, where only 30% of the population resides. 30% of medical colleges are in North, where 70% of the population lies. There are only 51,000 medical MBBS seats for 1.3 billion population. We need 10 lakh doctors as a deficit to be covered today. When you're saying 51,000 medical seats for MBBS, we have only 23,000. The scale is going down for a postgraduate and only 15,000 for a super speciality. So what we as a nation are doing, we are telling our students, okay, if you get into MBBS, fine. You can't find a career path, look abroad. Those students don't come back.
So but the shortage, the shortage of medical seats is a different matter from the corruption or the underqualification
of
doctors.
It's a question of very few seats and a lot of students applying.
But Balka, the reason why the seats are kept low is to enable the corruption. Fundamentally, I'll just complete.
No, that's your own logic.
You might disagree with it. The medical council, irrespective of the fact is that when you have 50,000 MBBS guys passing out and you have 25,000, why are you keeping those seats low? First question. You're purposely creating a demand and supply issue. Now, the DMB came into that space, instead of MDs, the DMB came into the space and tried to fill up their super specialization. The second issue which Doc was telling was, and it needs to be said, the private medical colleges and government medical colleges, just a point, there might be one or two exceptional private schools.
Yeah.
But the ability of the private school to manipulate for inspection is legendary. The government cannot do it because the government system won't allow you to manipulate the inspections of the
NCR. But why don't you start by not allowing politicians to own medical colleges?
And
how would you ever break this nexus and political pushback is so influential.
And I started by saying that whether it's the legislature or the bureaucracy.
You're saying that now, but your party represents the opposite. Your former alliance in Maharashtra represents the opposite.
If you look at it, 2010 we started. I'm just saying that, look, could it have been done earlier? Yes, maybe. And should have been done better. But the fact is that you are recognizing it, and I am totally with you, because irrespective of whatever hat you wear, political or non-political, it's actually killing the quality of doctors and not.
So let me just give you a figure: 41 crores charged to Maharashtra private medical colleges as penalty last year for illegal admissions. That's the scale. That's the scale we're talking about. Dr. Kaleri wanted to come in there, and then I actually want to get three lawyers for a legal perspective, because this is also a legal battle. Go ahead, Dr.
Ma'am, I think the number of seats are kept low is not because they're kept low by the government. It's because there are very few hospitals which meet the standards. There is a paucity of teachers. There is less people who go into teaching, which basically fulfill the requirements of the MCI. About 4 years ago, the MCI was reconstituted. It gave a recommendation to the government. I was part of that committee, which said every district hospital should attach itself to a medical college so that more doctors can come up. But things take a long time to evolve
the private institutes as well, because you can't expect the government to take on everything.
Absolutely. But hang on, we've been hearing the Medical Council of India, the MCI, referred here again and again. It is, of course, a party in this case. It's asking for the single entrance exam. Vikas Singh, you're representing them. Now, here's the problem. We may all agree on the single entrance exam, but we don't actually agree on the Medical Council of India's position to be able to lecture on corruption. We don't actually agree with the MCI being looked at as a body that is above suspicion. And I quote to you from a parliamentary panel on health, whose report actually says that the MCI has failed in its mandate as a regulator of medical education and profession, and the situation has now gone far beyond the point where the incremental tweaking of the system is going to work. This is why the parliamentary committee is convinced that the MCI cannot be remedied. So a number of students may say, who are you to lecture us on corruption? Who are you to go to the Supreme Court? There's the famous Ketan Desai case. He gets ousted on the charge of taking money for actually certifying a private medical college.
The debate that we are having today is not a question of what MCI is doing or whether there is any corruption in the MCI. Because it is the MCI.
But it's linked to corruption, MCI, we're talking about breaking the corruption.
It is the MCI which has actually recommended the common entrance test. It's not the Supreme Court which has done it. It's the regulation of the MCI which says that there should be a common entrance test. The MCI is not doing it itself. The MCI is giving it to the CBSE. The examination will be conducted by the CBSE. And the real question you are actually missing out, what is it that these colleges are claiming as their fundamental right to admit students on their own? The fundamental right is something like saying that I want to get into the electricity distribution business, but I will choose my customers. how do you say that a student with a higher merit on the basis of a transparent examination should be non-suited, and a student should be selected on the basis of your own examination where the merit is decided on the basis of whatever fees they collect in advance? People have to actually book the seats. Crores and the crores, that 10,000 to 15,000 crore is the money which changes hands every year, black money for admission of seats. How does that happen? You go to a college, you say, I want to admit my son for the MBBS course. They say, this is the fee that you have to pay. Underhand fees is paid. That's how you book the seat. Correct. Then the boy takes the examination. He finds himself in the merit
list. And Shaina, why would you represent this sort of nexus?
And this is what these colleges are representing. The private colleges are basically fighting for that.
This is not what we're representing at all. Please do understand that nobody is trying to shield any of these corrupt practices.
Then you are actually shying from the reality. Everybody knows that this is the reality.
By the way, for the record, not a single private medical college owner was ready to participate in this debate, and was not one. Are you a private medical college owner? Well, one minute. That's in a slightly different order, sir. Jamia Hamdard would be, but go ahead.
No, Hamdard.
First, tell us about yourself.
I'm Sunil Kohli. I represent Hamdard University. I'm the professor of medicine there. We are a private enterprise. It's a minority institution, but we are one of the only four institutions to accept NEET and thereafter the AIPMT. Our admissions have been totally transparent and above board. And I tell you, there are only four institutions: Armed Forces Medical College, Hamdard University, Delhi University, and BHU.
But where do you come in on the larger debate of whether private medical colleges should be allowed to hold their own exams?
No. The national entrance examination is the only answer.
That's the only question we are debating today.
So, Rohit, how do you, as somebody who is in court representing the private medical colleges, respond to this?
Well, see, there are two questions involved here. The first is one of fundamental rights, and the second is a more topical issue of why NEET this year.
Yeah.
Right? On the second question, there was a judgment in 2013. The judgment was set aside in review.
The judgment was made on the last day of
irrespective. Today the judgment has been reviewed.
They didn't have the time to discuss amongst themselves.
Doesn't matter. But
and that's the reason for the review.
Doesn't matter. But the point today is that the judgment's been set aside, but the case is still alive and kicking because it has to be reheard. The challenge is still alive. So before you decide the challenge by way of an interim order on the last day, on the 28th of April, you say that NEET
has to
be held.
Are you challenging this or a technicality?
Not on a technicality.
Is it about holding the exam this year, or is it about allowing private?
No, the larger
are you saying private medical colleges may down the line fall in step
No, I'm not
this,
saying that.
Or are you saying not at all this interferes with our right?
All right. If you want me to answer the larger issue first, on the question of rights, 11 judges of the Supreme Court and 7 judges later on in 2005 have held that private institutions have a right to admit students.
Yeah.
Admission necessarily implies selection of students as well. Now, there's a reason why this right has been given. The state can't fill the gap of the need for medical seats in this country. There is a huge shortage of doctors. You need medical colleges set up. It costs 500 crores to set up a medical college.
Let me understand his argument. If you permit private medical colleges, and you have to give them autonomy over their admission process. That's your argument.
Autonomy over admission process is one of the key ingredients of owning a private college.
I would say that we are actually missing the point regarding the kids who are sitting here.
Yeah.
This judgment came on the 28th of April and they were to appear for the exam on the 1st of May.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, this used to be for those 15% seats on a all India quota basis. Yeah. And that's what they had prepared for, and they were preparing for their own local state entrance exam.
Yeah.
So I personally feel it was unfair on these kids who had 3 days to know this is make or break for us.
But do you support a single entrance exam?
100%. I support NEET. I would say that these kids should get another opportunity to appear for the exam on the 24th of July. When the others are going to do it.
The lawyers for the private players are arguing that this single entrance exam itself is problematic, aren't you, Rohit?
I am, and it's problematic for the simple reason that none of the private institutions have been taken into consideration when formulating NEET. Now, you tell the private institutions that, look, here's a list, you admit students, but the private institutions have to have a right to select the students who enter their institution. Now, quality...
Hang on. I have to get you a mic.
But so just one point. Yeah.
Just one additional point.
What Rohit is specious for the simple fact that, look, CBSE... Now, if you run private schools, you're going to say that, look, the private school has got, and it doesn't have a common entrance exam like across India. We have a CBSE as a standardized exam process. So to claim that the medical private schools can take admission by their own exam standard, why in today, if you're ready for a CBSE system across India, so you should be ready for a common entrance.
Let me put that to Sunil Fernandez.
I represent the state of Jammu Kashmir in the Supreme Court.
Which is also challenging.
Yes, but on a totally different grounds. You know, apart from the politician owning hospitals and colleges nexus and corruption, etc., etc., we believe NEET in its present form is absolutely undercooked. It does not take into consideration as to the various or the vast jurisprudence that has evolved in the country in the last 10-15 years. One factor that NEET fails to notice is that a majority of the admissions, the counselling, is done by the government. There will be a statewide CET which would recruit 100% of students in a government college and 50% of the students in a medical college.
Yes.
So the state government and a state law has a very important role to play in this. NEET palpably and miserably fails to recognize that role. Speaking for the state of J&K, which is of course one of the many states which are opposed NEETs, the constitution of J&K and the constitution of India gives the right to the state government to conduct its own examination.
So there are two arguments really being made here. One is a strictly legal argument, you know, does it interfere with the federal structure, does it interfere with the right of that. States? Vikas, you may want to answer that, but I'm just going to start taking some questions from the audience. Tell us about yourself, who are you?
I'm Mahesh, I edit Careers 360 magazine.
So you advise on careers, you advise young
people
on careers.
Yes.
Alright, so what would be your question to states who are challenging the single entrance exam?
There's a history to it, and I think the lawyers must acknowledge that. There is absolutely not a single judgment, including TMFI, which says that a private university can conduct own examination. It says exams must be fair, transparent, and non-exploitative. TMFI, PA Inamdar, Islamic Academy, all three gave the right to either a state government or a group of private universities to conduct a common entrance examination.
Provided it satisfies the triple test.
Nowhere one university was given right to conduct its own examination and conduct everything on its own. It never existed.
So in Karnataka, in the state of Karnataka, there's an association which conducts an exam, which has been conducting it for the past 10 years. Students prepare for over 2 years to take this exam.
But
the fact that 120,000 students have applied shows the faith that students have
but
in this particular exam.
There's one contradiction in your argument. You say that this NEET, the single entrance exam, interferes with the autonomy of over admission that private medical colleges have been given. But the fact is that a section of the seats are in any case governed by the state's
consensus.
Own exam.
It is consensus.
So in any case, if
it is,
in any case, the private medical colleges
I'm sorry,
not
NEET scraps
let
even
me
that. NEET even scraps that. NEET scraps even that.
NEET scraps that.
And that is where the fundamental problem is.
One examination.
Just 1 second. CMC Vellore had the same argument in the court. It argued that for 34 years we were conducting common entrance examinations. The court responded back asking, if there is a common entrance examination, they are not preventing your admissions after that. There is a merit list. You take whatever merit you want.
Most
right
meritorious.
What you don't want as a private college
exam.
Is not
right.
To go by merit. Increasing merit is the question.
I think we have to bring back the debate over merit and transparency. Why are we getting lost in these technicalities?
One minute. Because the audience will know what exactly NEET is.
Yeah.
NEET is having a common entrance examination, only just giving the list.
Yeah.
Once the list is prepared, then every state will prepare a state-wise list from the same list which is prepared by the CBSE. So, for instance, exam will be one, but after that exam, there will be an All India list.
Correct.
And there will be every state list from that same examination. And what my friend is mentioning about Jammu and Kashmir will have its own right to select students on the basis of whatever regional preference to have for the
but
purpose of reservation.
But I still want to bring it back. I still think
from that same list.
Because
so
got that. But I want
to
get political responses. And see, for me, this is not a technical debate or a legal debate. I think it's also about cleaning up the muck. Which is why I asked Vikas about the MCI. I think that debate remains open. He can say it's not connected to this, but that's a wide open debate.
Well, I can answer that, but it would be wasting your time on
no,
this
No, I think it's moot.
Subject.
I think that the transparency of the system is moot, but Ajoy, in your time, when your government was in power, you had an upright health secretary actually just transferred out. You remember Keshav Desiraju's case, you know, for being honest. In your government, Shaina, it's widely believed that Harshvardhan takes on the tobacco lobby. He's moved out. So where is the transparency in the system? Students have to be the first experiment for this transparency when you guys do nothing to clean up your own backyards?
No, I think this is absolute hearsay. And please, let's not get into any conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy theory. He took a position warnings on the backs of cigarette packs. He was moved out. Keshav Desiraju was indisputably one of the most honest bureaucrats, and he was moved out.
Look, first of all, I mean, I'm just like what Dr. Mahajan was saying. When I gave the entrance exam, when I went to Pondicherry to study, the issue is, those days the number of private med schools were very, very low. You know, they were hardly 11 or 12 at that time, and now it's gone up to 183. The standard of medical, I mean, we keep debating on, and why there is a lot of fear among the general public should be, is the lack of ability to control the standard of private med schools in terms of how they get it, how they get their inspections done. And it's, you
and
see stories.
The quality of doctors.
See,
why are we missing the end point?
I tell you, no, the story in, which is all over the place is the Muzaffarnagar one med school where they got normal patient, guys from, they advertised and said, please come and we want to put you on that so that you pretend to be a patient. The bureaucracy and the MCI and the political and the legislature, again I'm saying that, has to a great deal abdicated his responsibility and now it's landed up in the court of the in the hands of the Supreme Court to take a call to clean up the system. But irrespective of that, that's not going to be, it's a very slippery slope. The Medical Council of India, they have created a new committee over it, but you need to set regulatory mechanisms for medical education and even for PG. And the moment you increase the supply demand ratio, the large extent the corruption will, it happened in engineering.
You know, when this judgment suggests that in 3 days you have to appear for a particular exam, take the state of Maharashtra, where a lot of these kids would only speak the local language or answer in the local language. Is that not an area of contention? You have in NEET 1 about 6 lakh applicants, and we all know that you have
6,73,000.
Yes, and in NEET 2, 3 lakhs. So eventually for 52,000 seats. Now, if you're going to say do away with private institutes that have also invested huge
not
sums
do away with them. Not do away with them. Have a centralized exam that keeps quality in check.
One moment.
But their process of autonomy. Rohit, what are you saying?
Who's to say? Who's to say that this is the most qualitative exam? When you don't involve the institutions in the setting of question papers, when you don't involve the institutions in the quality check that takes place. For example, in Karnataka, TCS has been given the contract to hold this exam. This exam is completely computer-based, and there's an oversight committee consisting of judges, retired judges of the High Court, which oversees the entire admission process, right? And there's also the question of convenience for students this year. For example, okay, the AIPMT is only a CBSE syllabus.
So you're saying
syllabus.
There's nothing to suggest that this is the best exam
absolutely.
To
no,
test quality.
No. And in fact, let me just add,
private guys getting in, half of them are getting through the mud. That means 14,000 guys are not getting
through. Dr. Bagai, and then I'm coming into the audience.
I don't know how the lawyer can say this is not the best exam. This is by far the best exam.
Sorry, the AIPMT was set aside last year by the Supreme Court because they found some cheating.
I think the end point of this full discussion is we want good, really credential-filled doctors and good students entering medicine.
Right.
It doesn't only depend on an All India entrance exam. You need very good and strong faculty in the medical colleges, which in a lot of medical colleges is lacking. Just
but
give me
I was
a
just going to say that in these private medical colleges, just you actually have, you know, you actually have faculty
now,
being
totally
circumventing the system.
Is,
we've all seen those stories of where those faculty
are. I'm all for merit.
Who are brought in only for the inspection.
But really what the fact is, for a very long time, medicine as an avenue and doctors as an avenue become the whipping boy of everyone. I don't want good students going away from medicine. And hear me very loud and everyone.
But it's
there will
one
be
of the
a
most
time,
lucrative professions.
There will be a time. No, it's not.
No,
it's a misconception.
No. It's again there, not a
no, it's a
again,
misconception.
Again, look at what the parliamentary panel says on doctors.
It's a myth. And it's a myth which will not stand water at all. I don't want good students to go away from medicine because it's the greatest
profession ever. Let's hear about, I heard him saying phantom faculty at private medical colleges.
It has been a, you can say for private medical colleges, whenever there is an inspection from MCI, they come to know beforehand there is an inspection. Same person is appearing as a faculty in college A. After 3 months, he is appearing as a faculty in college B. After 6 months, he is appearing as a faculty in college C. This is happening and this has been happening for so long. although for last you can say for 2-3 years after this when the media has become very strong, this thing has come down but it
is
happening.
We are actually developing a software under which every doctor in the country will be in that software. So you can't have faculty going from one college to the other.
But the fact is it has been doing so. This is Jayalakshmi and Kritika, and you are worried about this change for your daughter. So what are you worried about, and why do you not believe that this is a better system?
It's like this in Tamil Nadu State Board, you see the syllabus is the same right from, you know, the standard 1 to standard 12. But now when we heard that, you know, this NEET is coming into existence, in fact my daughter's ambition, my family's ambition, my dad who's no more, the ambition is to become a doctor. And after hearing about the NEET, I'm sorry to say, I've just given up any hope of anybody further in my family coming.
Why?
They're all talking about having a common entrance exam, and you know, we are going to bring in fairness in admission. People are forgetting to see, where is the fairness in the syllabus? Is every student studied the same syllabus for the past 2 years? CBSE students have been studying it from 11th and 12th. And it is a state board person who's supposed to study the entire
syllabus. What is your worry about a common exam?
Yeah, my worry about the common exam, I'm not saying I'm against the common exam. Please give the space for the students to take up the common exam. They're just 17-year-old student, and you want them to rush through all the books in 2 months' time and compete on a common exam. What is stopping them to give the time?
You can respond to, let her just speak.
This has actually shattered my dreams of becoming a doctor.
Oh my God.
Why do you feel? Can I just hear from her, then you can respond? Yeah.
I actually wanted to become a doctor, but because of this exam, it really shattered my dreams.
Why do you feel you can't pass this exam?
Because I have very little time and the portions are really high when compared to what I was
Barkha, can I respond? This is something very important.
I want responses to this. You're all speaking together. I'll allow all of you. Harsh and Dr. Guleria, and then we can come.
I need to tell this young girl, you are going to become a doctor.
Cry.
Please don't worry.
Don't cry. One minute. She's really upset. No. You mustn't give up hope.
She'll understand that she'll definitely become a doctor. She's unnecessarily getting worried. I'll explain that.
This is, I think, the point of what Dr. Bagayava said.
I will explain. She'll become a doctor, and she will definitely become a doctor if she has that focus. I'll tell you what is going to happen. She's going to compete not with a CBSE person. She's going to compete with the Tamil Nadu girls or boys who have taken the state examination. So they will be judged, the merit of that will be judged only amongst them. And so she has a very good chance if she's already focused on that.
Can I just add to that?
Yeah.
My understanding of phase one of NEET is also going to be combined. When they're going to publish the results, they're not going to publish the results as saying NEET phase one is going to be this list, NEET phase two is going to be this list.
So
I've heard that it is going to be a consolidated list.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter.
But I want to just first say to her, you must not give up hope. You are a talented young bright girl, and you will achieve your dream of becoming a doctor. Don't we all agree with that?
Her competition will be with only women.
You started by saying there are no two views. Now this is actually heartbreaking. I support the single entrance exam, but I don't know how to assure her, and maybe there are some teething problems here, Dr. Guleria.
Ma'am, I do agree that there might be teething problems. But obviously by next year all this will have got sorted out. States will have their own lists. And this is definitely the way forward, ma'am. Right. A single exam, a single result, a single score.
And it will give a middle class kid a chance.
That's something
exactly
new.
What a lot of it us gives a middle class kid a chance. That is exactly what a lot of us are saying in this review petition. When, for example, in Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis's logic is this, that so many students have been so inconvenienced and are so stressed.
Ajoy.
This is exactly one case.
And what Vikas said is, look, you have the 50% seat, suppose in the state of Maharashtra, you give a common entrance exam, the kids are going to get come in the merit list with the Maharashtra kids only.
Yeah, yes. You can't do it one last sec, minute.
You'll no, no, one sec.
So you can't do this one last answer, minute.
So there's no disability, right?
No. Okay, let me ask her parents' perspective. Ma'am, 1 minute. Is your problem that your daughter does not have enough time?
Yeah.
Or is it about time? Or is it about the concept itself?
No, I'm totally agreeing with the concept. Had this been come 2 years back, yes, I would have put my daughter into CBSE and I'd have made her achieve the ambition of becoming an BDS. You take a lot of time for many other judgments. I saw in the news just before coming to this show today, you know what was written in the news over there? Tomorrow's hearing. Just 1 minute for every state to represent what they want to, and within 15 to 20 minutes they are going to take a decision on this. 15 to 20 minutes they take a decision on a person who's been having an ambition to become a doctor for right from the age of one, okay? We've been telling you're going to become a doctor, and you take a decision without taking into any consideration of what the mindset of the person is. 17-year-old.
So you're not opposed to the concept.
I'm not opposed to the concept.
Give us time. Had my kid taken it after 2 years, I would have put her into CBSE and I'd have ensured my own self, giving her the right training and ensure that she gets into BDS. I'm not going to fight for this at all.
I feel the confusion is because in one state, there are also CBSE schools.
Yes.
And there are state schools.
Yes.
So the feeling is that those who are studying in a CBSE school are going to be at an advantage. I think if it has to be implemented from this year itself, and if there's no changing that, then these kids who appeared in the step one should get a chance to appear in step two, so that at least they have 6 weeks to prepare.
All right, let's then try and evolve what the best model would be. Rohit, would you guys settle for ironing out these teething problems, giving private medical colleges, giving all the players more time? Or are you opposing the concept, Uthanil?
I can't speak for my clients there, but what I can tell you is you have to involve the private colleges. For example, in the United States, you have something called the medical...
Involve them in what?
You have to involve them in the process of holding a common entrance test. Make the common entrance test a screening exam, but don't take away the autonomy and don't take away
but
the final
But then that just
word.
Becomes a euphemism for saying you pay 50 lakhs and you get a seat.
Look, so that they can book the seats.
Yeah, reality, that's just how...
We're mixing up. The problem is of demand money, and supply there. That's a different problem that has to be solved through the laws of demand and supply. You need more medical colleges. Look at what happened with engineering. Look at what happened with the management colleges.
Yeah.
They're going a begging at the moment, right? You have to have more colleges which have to be incentivized to set up. Hmm. And so you can't confuse these issues. Hmm. You can't take away the right
But
on
I don't
hand.
Understand, Dr. Bagai, what it means to give the private medical colleges a role in setting the exam.
I think the exams, the curriculum, and the credentials of a student coming out have to be uniform and based on merit. We have to make a system of entry easy. As it is, the career path is 10 to 12 years after you leave school. It's an extremely psychologically, physically, mentally demanding
What's
career.
What's the alternative?
No, there is no alternative except follow that path, but let's make the entrance exam an easy, sustainable way. This result, what has come in the judgment, could have been implemented from next year, giving enough time, the infrastructure to be ready. If you implement any decision in which you have to review, take a relook, it creates cracks. Whatever you do, you should be able to continue to do it for a long time. That's my take on it.
Okay, let's just take some questions and then we'll take final comments. Yeah.
Myself Sandeep Kaur, and I just want to ask, will NEET be in other languages also?
It's only in English and
English.
So that has been one of the objections that has been raised by people. Is that a problem for you as a parent, the fact that it's only in English or Hindi?
Yes, if you see in Tamil Nadu, I don't know about the other states, majority of the people, you know, apart from the CBSE, they take Tamil as their second language. It is very difficult for them to, you know, just go up with English. That doesn't mean that the person who knows Tamil cannot become good doctors. Please but give a space for a 17-year-old child
Madam,
to understand and then do
it. Are in
Look,
English.
The engineering exams all are in English.
Yes.
The MBBS is in English.
Yes.
The fundamental
and the first exam
and the data. See, what happens is it's when you look at the data, percentage of students giving in vernacular languages, the data shows something else. So, what if 90% are giving in English because the questions are being set? I don't know exactly what the numbers are. But Barkha, the fact is, MBBS is in English.
China, where do you come in on this language dispute?
All in the entrance, engineering is in English.
Yeah. You rightly asked, why did we go into this review petition? We went in for two reasons. One is the inconvenience to students, it being a last minute kind of decision where we've seen the stress. And the second is, in a state like Maharashtra, a lot of the students would be much more comfortable in Marathi initially. Yes, I do concede you go on to evolving in English, etc. But that is a gradual procedure. So I think that, you know, when you come up with a common entrance test,
but
at least
so many
give the
other
students the time to prepare.
In the MBBS course, it is a semester system. Within 6 months, you have to take an examination which is in English. So how do you expect a child,
you know, if I could tell you from experience, these kids take the exam in the vernacular, they do as well. It should be There should be a paper in the regional language also, and it shouldn't be so difficult for CBSE to translate.
I'm hearing the audience kind of, who thinks that there should be multiple languages for NEET? Multiple, okay, 1 minute.
When the child comes into the MBBS course, there are no books available in the vernacular language.
Absolutely.
The child has to study in English.
Absolutely.
Do you think that's a problem, or do you think there should be multiple?
There should be multiple languages, provided, but that's a far dream. We have faculty that will not be able to teach in vernacular languages. We are lacking faculty.
It has to be mixed in English.
It should just be in English. I think
just be in English.
Just be in English.
Absolutely.
China. That, no.
But that's at a later stage.
How can you guarantee that your patient will speak the same language as you? You have to be comfortable with what's the standard language.
No. Barkha, what are we talking about?
Dr. Guleri, go ahead. 1 minute.
Wherever in the world you go, you might have to learn the language the patient is speaking in. You'll have to learn medicine in most parts of the world in English, because that's the way it's taught.
The idea of having a common entrance test is brilliant. It's very nice. What I suggest is just like in UPSC, the standard books that we read for general studies, Indian polity, everything is the CBSE prescribed syllabus. Similarly, we can have a common syllabus for all the students, so that this problem goes once and for all. Absolutely. That the states have a different syllabus. CBSE is going to conduct it.
But so there has to be uniformity.
NEET is notified, that's what is going to happen.
This is exactly what I would like to say. That the syllabus is a problem. What we are promoting right now in NEET is CBSE. So children will shift to CBSE schools after 10th, which will be something which will affect the state boards as well. So why not a common syllabus, a prescribed syllabus? We are promoting NCERT book.
Rohit and Sunil would argue against that, right, Sunil?
One of the fundamental problems with NEET is that the state governments have not been associated either in its right from the stage of conceptualizing it to execution, and that is one of the problems, all these teething problems that we are discussing, all would have been avoided had MCI not been so arrogant enough to solely arrogate upon itself the power to decide what is good for the entire
country. So you say MCI has been arrogant and not consensus building, Vikas?
If the MCI is arrogant in wanting to ensure that these students, the best students, get the quality of medical education, I think that arrogance is justified.
I'm hearing you say so be it. Okay. You're a parent as well, ma'am. What would you like to say?
My child is in a different situation. She is a CBSE student and she did take the so-called NEET. She also took KMC earlier, which Dr. Goleria said is a very good college.
KMC being Manipal.
And she scored pretty well in her KMC exam, much more than the last year's cut.
So what's the problem?
So now the issue is that I just heard you say that the students of one state will compete against students of the other state.
No, will not compete.
So which means that her chances now of getting through to a college which is outside her state, that is Delhi, will be minimal.
I'm sorry. The 15%, which is the All India quota, which has been prescribed by the Supreme Court long time back, that 15% will remain 15% for the All India quota. Your child can compete in that All India quota and she can compete in whichever college which comes in that 15%, which will be all colleges except Jammu and Kashmir and Andhra Pradesh, because there are two states which have government colleges.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the deemed universities are concerned, your child can compete in all the deemed universities, because deemed universities have All India exams. Your child will be considered for 100%
seats. I'm now out of time, so I'm just taking 2-3 more questions and then final comments.
I'm Dr. Rachna Kashyap, private practitioner. I'll just like to mention that I completed my GCE London from O level from Nigeria. That was about 30 years back, and at that time whole of West Africa was conducting one common examination. Yeah. So I think we are lagging very much behind in this aspect.
As a student who took the AIPMT last year for the first time after I passed my 12th grade, I got a rank of 125 in a private college which was offering 150 general declared seats. They did not give me admission. I will not name the college, but I was asked for capitation fee. Yeah.
That's the problem.
That is the sad truth. And that's not changed by this new NEET system. However, I would also like to add
1 minute. You change. Hold that thought. Because I think she's got to the nub of the problem.
It will change.
I do not understand how Dr. Harsh Mahajan. How, without standardized pricing, if you have a standard exam but capitation fees continue, what have you changed?
No, capitation will not be there.
They don't call it capitation anymore.
Barkha, why would someone whose name appears on the merit list and he can get in, why will he pay capitation
fees? They'll say these are fees.
No, there is a limit to what you can, you know, that's controlled by every state. So it can't be that if you're charging 25 lakhs,
how much money were you asked to pay?
You may get...
How much money were you asked?
My mother asked what would it take for me to get in, and they did say that 50 lakhs would be expected as capitation, not the tuition fee.
Yeah, so this is under the table.
This is the problem.
But this is not. This is the cause we are also championing. We don't want kids to go through this.
Last three comments.
Ma'am, all I have to say is, now that this last minute decision of the NEET, trust me, you're not getting good doctors, because students have given this the exam in total underconfidence, and even if they would...
So people are saying you have to be given another chance. I think we've all agreed on that. Yeah, last comment here.
Like, ma'am, if you have a common syllabus as well as private colleges decide the syllabus, then we're actually encouraging private coaching institutions, which also take another large amount of money outside the CBSE schools.
Okay. I do have to end. I'll give everybody 20 seconds to make closing comments. Dr. Goleria, really 20 seconds on the watch. I've got to end. Yeah.
I think the NEET is a great idea. It should be pushed forward. I think maybe the nitty-gritty needs to be sorted out, but it definitely is the way forward, man.
Involve the state governments, that will make it better. And she should have sued the private college. She would, in the High Court, you would have got a seat by now.
Ajoy.
Like she said, that she couldn't get admission. The moment you have a common exam is transparent, and the college's mandate, they can't charge any fees, is regulated. So that is what will happen. Kids like her will get into those colleges, and their management will not be able to take the decisions on a backhand door. Sure. I mean, backdoor strategy.
No last minute decisions, coordination between the states as well as the center, yes. But I think primarily more doctors, more seats, and better facility, no capitation.
Vikas.
There will be teething troubles whenever you take a decision like this. 1 year, students may face a little bit of difficulty, but these are more psychological issues than real issues. And we have to go forward if we want to ensure that good quality people get into
it. I think the question is one of balance. You have to take into consideration the rights of private institutions. And if you're talking about quality, quality is not merely in the entrance exam. Quality is also in the running of the institute, which requires the Medical Council of India to, as a regulator, to do its job.
Okay.
I think it's a brilliant beginning. Of course, there are teething problems, and they should be overcome. These kids should be given another chance. Those who've appeared, if they want to reappear, they should be given the chance.
Or more time.
And also, so that medical education is the best that we can have, we should also think of a common exit exam.
Absolutely.
If not for MBBS, at least for postgraduate.
That has also been planned by the MCA.
Dr. Bagai, quickly.
I think we need more colleges, we need more seats. That's a cliche, we've been discussing that. But really, my message is for the little girl. Don't stop dreaming, okay?
You will become a doctor.
And let me tell you, there is nothing greater.
Come back on this show as a doctor.
My daughter, there is nothing greater than to become a doctor. So don't forget that, okay?
Do you feel a little more confident? Are you going to try again?
Yeah, yes.
You'd like to be able to try again?
Yes.
Thank you. I think that is the perfect note to close on. Thanking you. I think this is going to be perhaps a long discussion in the Supreme Court. Maybe the last word has not been spoken yet, but we've made a beginning with this program. Thank you very much, and good luck to you especially. Thank you.